him back.
On Box, Tony Jaa is...
Wow. Talk about a trailer. You were just watching the trailer for the film The Protector, and it opens in theaters this weekend. Here to weigh in with his thoughts is Mr. Movie Phone himself, Russ Leatherman. Russ, it's always good to see you.
Happy Friday. Thanks for having me again.
So the trailer was fantastic. What did you think of the film?
I liked the movie. I liked it a lot. And it's one of those movies where they tell me, oh, I'm going to see a martial arts film, and not too excited about it. But I got to tell you, this Tony Jaa, the guy who stars in this movie, is something like I've never seen. His martial arts, I guess it's called Muay Thai. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a different form of martial arts, but there are more bones snapping and more carnage in this movie than really maybe any movie you've ever seen. And for fans of martial arts movies, I think they're going to eat this thing up. It's down, it's dirty, it's well done. It's a little goofy in places, as sometimes these movies are. But I got to tell you, this guy, he apparently does all of his own stunts, and I enjoyed it much more than I thought I was going to. I liked it.
So this is a film in English. It's not a foreign film with subtitles.
Well, yes and no. There's some English, there's some Taiwanese. I think there are about 25 different languages spoken in different places in this movie. So you do have to do a little reading. There are some subtitles, and, you know, everybody knows that I personally believe that's why God invented movies, is so we don't have to read while we're in the theater. But I wasn't thrown by that. I thought the action was interesting enough, and, you know, the subtitles were simple. They were small words, so I could handle it plenty fine.
Yeah, a lot of the stunts remind me of The Matrix.
Well, you know what? But less produced. The beauty of this is they're, you know, they had some money to make this movie, no doubt. But like I said, the guy does all of his own stunts, and you see some slow motion camera here, but not that many wires, not that much sort of slow frame stuff. This is really just down and dirty martial arts. And for fans of this genre, like I said, I think they're going to like this movie a lot.
Action packed for sure.